Right. Well, I don't think it's at that point where, you know, Jesus is like, okay, hang on. You know, you messed up one last time. You're not coming into heaven. Mm. You know, it's not like that. It's not like there's some big tally score going on, you know. Yeah. It's just more that, you know, as far as it has concerned you, that you've done your due diligence to make sure that your account is still right with God, that is what God considers.
Yeah.
You know, not whether or not, you know, right, even at the time of death. Now, hang on, did you get that right before you died? Go back. You know, it's not like that, you know. So even just the whole thing about, you know, making sure that we keep short accounts with God and, well, even short accounts with each other so that we don't have to run into a situation where we think, okay, I'm not going to be able to make things right before I go, you know?
Yeah. And you know what, Pastor, I don't know, but I feel like in that question, there's a little bit of fear too. Like, oh no, like what if, you know, what if I'm caught, you know, like in the middle of sin or whatever, and then I'm not going to be able to go to heaven. And then I'll, you know what I'm saying? You can almost hear like the fear in the question as well. And that's no way to live life.
No. And I mean, like, what does the Bible say about fear? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the whole thing we need to make sure is that we are sticking so close to God that, you know, we don't even have to worry about, well, what if he comes like right at this moment? What am I going to do?